So earlier today, the Democratic Alliance and Accountability Now hosted a joint media briefing. They have been outlining steps that they're taking to introduce a new Chapter 9 institution. They've pointed to the systemic challenges within the National Prosecuting Authority, saying it has severely hampered its ability to successfully pursue high-profile corruption cases, also saying that the public of South Africa have lost faith in law enforcement agencies, and drastic, urgent change is needed to ensure that these corruption cases are pursued without fear or favour. So let's speak now to the DA's advocate, Glynis Breytenbach. Glynis, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for your time. So tell us about this new Chapter 9 institution. What is the DA and Accountability Now proposing?
Good afternoon. Thank you. What we're proposing is legislation that will introduce which we will introduce to Parliament, which will, if passed, will set up a new Chapter 9 institution, which we'd like to call the Anti-Corruption Commission. It will deal with specifically large-scale corruption. It's specifically not set up to be in competition with or parallel with the National Prosecuting Authority or the police, but to complement their efforts. The National Prosecuting Authority is the only prosecuting authority in South Africa, and it should be so. So this is not meant to be in competition with them or to run parallel to them. It's meant as a manner of complementing the work that they do. The NPA has suffered over the last 10 years or so massive hollowing out of skills and resources, and at the moment they're understaffed, under-resourced, and seriously overstretched. The same applies to the investigating capacity of the Hawks. And so cases are just not getting the attention that they should be getting. And in the last 10 years, there's been not one serious corruption prosecution in South Africa.
So what exactly will the function of this Chapter 9 organization set up be? Will it be to investigate? What kind of capacity would it have? And would it not be better to rebuild the NPA, resource it, put capacity back into the NPA, into the investigating directorate and the Hawks, rather than setting up a Chapter 9 organization?
Well, you see, if you have a look at the Glenister judgment by the Constitutional Court, the Constitutional Court has found that there should be an independent body outside of the NPA that is not susceptible to political influence, and particularly not susceptible to the kind of political influence that the Hawks are susceptible to, that should investigate large-scale corruption. So I don't think that the solution lies in building up the capacity of the NPA or the Hawks. I certainly think that they should be capacitated and they should be resourced to do the job that they've already got. But I don't think that it's the best solution to the problem to just keep on piling in money and people and hoping that this problem will solve itself. The commission will have its own investigators, it will have its own prosecutors, it will have a multidisciplinary staff, much like the Scorpions had, and it's based largely and loosely on the Scorpions model, and it will be independent. And where matters need to be prosecuted, of course, the National Prosecuting Authority is a prosecuting authority. Matters must be referred there, but they will be referred with a staff complement capable of prosecuting the cases under the authority of the national director, of course, for the duration of that particular case. And then they carry on with their work at the commission.
Glynis, thank you very much. Glynis Breytenbach is a DA MP, the Shadow Minister of Justice there. What are your thoughts on that idea, Chapter 9 organization to deal primarily with corruption cases? Do you remember we were told by the ANC, and we understand the legislation is with the Justice Minister at the moment, that there is going to be some kind of new Scorpions, this corruption-busting unit. What happened to that? And does it sound a little bit like this, or is this a bit different? We definitely need to do something to deal with these high-profile corruption cases, although the NPA has been making some arrests. We just need to see convictions now.